أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول ربي لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. هو الذي خلقكم فمنكم كافر ومنكم مؤمن والله بما تعملون بصير. خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق وصوركم فأحسن صوركم وإليه المصير. يعلم ما في السماوات والأرض ويعلم ما تسرون وما تعلنون والله عليم بذات الصدور. O you who believe, let not your wealth and your children divert you from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And whosoever does so, then he is in a loss, he is in failure. And spend from the substance that we have bestowed you before that day, before the time where death overtakes one of you, and he should say, "My Rabb, had you respited me for a short term, then I would have spent in your path and become amongst the righteous." But Allah Ta'ala never does Allah Ta'ala respite any person when his fixed time has arrived. When the appointed time has arrived, then nobody receives any type of respite, and Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of all that you do. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala has spoken about the munafiqeen and the attitude that they show and the reason for them going totally astray. They want, or they aspire for some type of worldly power and position. And when that doesn't come their way in a straight manner, then they try crooked ways to acquire the same. Outwardly they profess and they claim to be your friends, and secretly they would intrigue with your enemies, playing a double role, not entirely on your side, not entirely on the side of the enemy. So the whole goal is just some type of worldly power and a worldly popularity. It isn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala cautions the believers, let not your children, your wealth, divert you from the remembrance of Allah ta'ala. These are the things that you look forward to: your wife, your children, your wealth and property. These are the things that you work for, you strive for, and you give your best. But it mustn't be that you get drowned in these things, that these things divert you, forget you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is the obedience of Allah ta'ala. It should not be that you get so drowned in this, that you forget about halal and haram, you forget about your obligations to Allah ta'ala, you forget about your good mannerisms and character, you fall into disrepute and fights, disputes over small petty things, So let it not be that these things divert you from Allah Ta'ala. And whoever falls in this, remember, then he is a failure. Allah Ta'ala is pre-warning us and cautioning us that you're going to fall in this, then you're going to drown, it will be difficult for you to come out of this. You will be a total loser, a total failure. Because every person comes in with an appointed time. And beyond that appointed time, he is not given any type of respite. And that appointed time can come any time. Nobody knows when the time is going to come up. Therefore, the hadith says that who is the biggest loser? Who is the biggest failure? Who is the person that he is totally insolvent? People reply that the person that doesn't have any wealth. No, not that person. But the one that comes with mountains of rewards on the day of Qiyamah. But then he had robbed someone, he had hurt someone, he had injured someone's feelings, and he had cheated on someone, then all his goods are given away to the person that he had hurt, cheated, robbed, etc. And then he is turned penniless on the day of Qiyamah. So what you need to rectify and correct, then do it immediately, don't delay the process. Don't say, no, I will do it, and I will do it soon. Rather, the matters that are related to your deen, then you need to ensure that you are doing it immediately with a hurry. If it is something that is outstanding, then accomplish that, fulfill that. If you have hurt someone, then go and ask him for a maaf. If it is some person's right that you have robbed him for, then see that you correct this. Whatever needs to be corrected and rectified, then do it immediately. Let it not be that when death arrives, then you say to Allah Ta'ala, now I will spend in your path, now I will correct myself. Because it is not the way of Allah Ta'ala to give anybody any type of respite after the due time, the appointed time has arrived. All that is in the heavens and the earth, glorify and praise Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. To Him belongs the kingdom and to Him belongs all praise. And He has power over all things. It is He who has created you. Then some of you are kafirs and some of you are believers. And Allah Ta'ala sees all that you do. He has created the heavens and the earth in due proportion perfectly. And given you shapes and beautified your shapes, to Him is the end. Look at man in the billions of men. The shape, one is the variety of the shapes, that one is not confused with the other. He knows and he can identify each person, even if he's in a crowd of a million, then too he can identify the people that he knows. So this is the beauty of Allah Ta'ala's creation, that each person's shape is totally unique from the other. Then the aptitude, the intelligence, the capacity that Allah Ta'ala grants, the faculties that Allah Ta'ala grants, to each creation, each person, the creation at large, then humanity, then to each individual, these are all things reflecting the beauty and the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. He knows all that is in the heavens and the earth, He knows what you conceal and what you reveal, and Allah Ta'ala knows well the secrets of the heart. The information and the news of those that rejected has the news of those that have rejected in the past reach you, then they tasted the evil results of their behavior, and for them is a grievous punishment. That is because the respective Rasuls had come to them with clear proofs. Then they said, should we believe in an ordinary man like us? Should we, abasharu yahdunana, an ordinary man like us, should he direct us? Then they rejected, they turned away, not realizing that Allah Ta'ala doesn't need anybody. He is free of all ones. Allah Ta'ala is free of all ones, worthy of all praise. You can't show an attitude to Allah Ta'ala, no matter what it is, but ensure that before the end of the day, you are rectifying your relationship with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, even if there is a minor discrepancy, a minor doubt that you are in the wrong, rather you rectify it before you sleep. زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. The unbelievers think that they will never be raised for the day of judgment. قُلْ بَلَا وَرَبِّي. Say, definitely, by my Rabb, you will definitely be raised, and then you will be told the truth of all that you have done. And this is very simple and easy for Allah Ta'ala. So do believe in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul and the light that we have sent down. For Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of all that you do. The day that He will assemble you all together, for the day of assembly, this is the day of loss and gain. One of the names of the day of Qiyamah is the day of assembly. All mankind, from the beginning of Adam alayhi salam right up till the end, all will be assembled on one single plane. Believers, unbelievers, munafiqeen, mushrikeen, anbiya, awliya, all are gathered in one single plane. So no person can hide away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then this will really be the day of loss and gain. Normally, when we strike a bargain here, we become overwhelmed with joy. But the real time to be overwhelmed with joy or to fall into agony and grief is on that day. Because on that day, nothing can be reversed, nothing can be corrected thereafter. People will know that this person has won, this person has been a failure, or this person has been successful, or this person has been a loser. So this will be the day where you will make it out, and it will become evident and clear. Therefore, the next name of the day of Qiyamah, Yawm al-Taghabun, the day of loss and gain. The loss will also be evident, and the gain also will be absolutely evident, it will be totally clear, nothing that will be ambiguous thereafter. The regret and the loss of the unbeliever will be perpetual, there's no doubt about it. But the believer also will go through some type of regret on that day. He says, when a person sits in a gathering and he doesn't remember Allah Ta'ala, it's a meeting, it's a conference or some type of get-together, and he doesn't remember Allah Ta'ala, taritun, that will be a reason, that will be a means of regrets for him on the day of Qiyamah. So your actions will either bring you joy on that day or bring you regrets. Even though you are a believer, doesn't mean that you are a believer, then you will not have any regrets on the day. The regrets will be about those moments that pass by without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without gaining anything. Now that you see that others gain the higher levels of Jannah, and you are not promoted to the higher levels, though you have entered into Jannah, but you are deprived from the higher levels, then it will create a pain. That no way can I reverse this, I can't go and correct this, I can never go and rectify this. So every moment of yours is precious. May yu'min billahi wa ya'mal saliha. Therefore the hadith says, whatever you need to do, the charitable work that you need to do, do it now. When you are young, you are afraid of poverty, you are concerned about what's going to happen, you are concerned about your finances. Now, when you are concerned, you are young, you are anticipating life, then do the charitable work. This is going to be most appreciated by Allah Ta'ala. But when you are aged, about to leave the world, then you want to say, this is for that person, this is for that charitable cause, then you are giving leftovers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to appreciate it? If someone were to give you leftovers in an invitation, kept you on the outside, and then gave you the leftovers, how will you take it? So you are right at the end of your life, and then you want to do charitable works, then how do you expect Allah Ta'ala to accept this and receive this? You're not going to get that type of reward that person gives who is anticipating life, he's strong, he's got great ambitions, he's afraid of poverty, yet he's giving in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So that person gets the full reward. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَيَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا. The one who believes in Allah Ta'ala and does righteous works, Allah Ta'ala will blot out for him his sins, admit him into gardens beneath which rivers flow, to live therein forever. This is the real and the supreme achievement. Those who reject and deny our messages, they are the people of Jahannam to dwell therein, and what a terrible end.